Two more aspects to this panel. One is, which we're going to start off with, is the what happens if a person did shear by mistake or even on purpose. We're going to discuss the next thing we're going to discuss afterwards is that they an urn. Yeah, putting water inside an urn. Yeah, that's came out one of the most common cases for shear shy for us. Yeah, so, at least the rabbi held that the regular electric paraffin is considered to be covered. Yeah, it's called proof of presumer. So you're not at least for the average, you're not into shyness by shear on that. Yeah, most people. Most people don't keep food on an open fire. Yeah, we had what's it called, the cock front? Thank you. Yeah, the cock front. That's one example where it could be. And the other main example where you could get into problems here is by urn. Okay, so we're going to discuss just the usage of an urn, because there's other problems also using an urn, which you could get into. We're going to discuss it afterwards. Just first, we're going to discuss the problem. Oh, what happens if you did do shear? So let's say you notice that you put water inside your urn, and you forgot to do it comfortably in time, put water inside, whatever, depends on your urn, how old it is and how hot it gets. Yeah? You put it inside 10 minutes before shear. Yeah? Okay? So then you can't put it. There's no way that this is going to get to at least the answer is by the time shear comes in. Okay, so you don't have a choice, yeah, how like it, you have to switch it off. Okay, you won't have a water jar, okay, you can't, you can't cover the things inside, right, it's not shy, right, yeah. So you're stuck, right, you cannot leave that water, which is not reached muscle medrusa, you can't leave it on the open fire, yeah, the things inside, those coils inside, and if they're hidden, it's considered to be an open fire, that's the normal way to cook, and therefore, you are stuck. Okay, you can't do it. Okay? Fine. Now, okay, let's say though that you didn't realize halacha or whatever, or you slipped your mind, you did the chatt and it wouldn't be ready in time, yeah? And you realize on Shabbos, yeah, let's say you come to you're about to sit down for your students and you realize, oh yeah, I left the tronut inside the crock pot and it wouldn't have got to Yasser Lettis. It wouldn't have got to Matan Majusa. Yeah? So what happens now? What do you do now? Yeah? Anyone?
That's why we're here.
Yeah? That's why we're here. Okay. The food is awesome. Okay, so ask us to use that food on Shabbos. Okay,
for everybody.
Okay, so here this is it's an exception to the normal rule. Okay? We're just talking about Shabbos. Okay, we're not getting involved in basics about Shabbos. That's the only thing that's amazing. Yeah. So the normal rules by if a person does an avera on Shabbos, a malacha on Shabbos, yeah, the normal rules are okay. You did it amazing. It's asa for that person himself for forever, and it's asa for everyone else until Moshe Shabbos. Yeah, that's the normal rule. That was amazing. But Shoyge,
did they
answer,
or?
I don't think so. If I remember correctly, not. Yeah. Okay. If it's done the Shoyge, okay. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's us until Moshe Shabbos. Yeah. Even. The grass. It's a big machlokes. It's machlokes in the Tanaim even. Yeah. But the Shulchan Aruch passes that way. The grass says no. The grass says that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos itself. Mishpah says the Shasat Soyas you can be slowing on the ground. Okay, that's all a malacha to arise. Yeah? Okay?
There is a thing. One thing is like cooking a shogi because he forgets it's Shabbos.
Yeah.
Frying up a schnitzel versus he didn't do anything on Shabbos. He was starting on
Friday. I'm just giving you the background.
Okay,
So that was by the rice. Okay? By the Rabbanan, as far as I know, there's no problem. There's no Kadesh Yasa. I'll bring it out.
I'm sure.
All these cases will be there. By my Shabbos, there's no. We're going to see. By Shia, might be different. There's my focus. But regularly, yeah. Okay. by Goya, we'd say Kadeshi Yasa. I don't think we say it for other things. Okay. Maybe we'll say, yeah, that was okay. By the rising. Again, by the rising, we've got a masculatus, but we're making it with masculatus, right? By the rising, we've got a masculatus. Yeah. If a person did a Maisa Shabbos, he was mabashal unintentionally on Shabbos, yeah. The Mechaber says you can't use it on Shabbos. The Gross says you can, and Mishpul says the Shas of Tzoyah you can. It's only to see how Gross does.
He was
Mavashal,
or he
was
Mavashal.
What?
He was Mavashal, or
he was. He was. He did it. He did a Maaser, but he put it. He didn't. Let it, he didn't know what after to.
As opposed to leaving it going in. Shop.
Yeah, we're going to become a Shas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start with as soon as possible. I put by accident Schnitzel on Shabbos. Forget about it on Shabbos.
You were mavashal on Shabbos the Shoigeg. According to the Mechaber, it's asr to eat on Shabbos. You have to wait after Shabbos. According to the Gra, you can be makel, you can eat on Shabbos. The Mishabur says, the Shabbos HaTzoyeh, you can rely on the Gra. That's all the right. Now, into Darabonon. You did a malacha Darabonon on Shabbos. Malacha Darabonon, whatever it is. You said, where we are. Just again, theory. This is all theory at the moment. No, Moses is not a malacha. Yeah, a malacha.
Don't say before cooking. Tell me about malacha.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm going on. No, you can do, wrapping it up.
Okay, that's hasmona.
Hasmona.
Yeah, those are the.
What cooking do you
do? I don't even say. Look, Mr. Let's say you did a boiler to a bottle. Let's say you did.
Okay.
I don't want to get. Yeah, whatever the thing is.
You cook whatever. Okay, fine.
It is such a thing. Let's assume there is. Okay. So then, there is discussion about it, but the Mishnah says, based on the graph, that over there, according to everyone, if it's done, I'll show you again, you can use that thing on Shabbos. So let's assume there's some kind of fishes or a bomber. Yeah? Okay? Then you would be able to eat that food on Shabbos. This is all we're showing you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rice that, if you did it with show you again, if you ate Mark Bloikas, yeah? Said the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mishnah Sat Tzoyah, you can eat it on Shabbos if you use it on Shabbos." By the Rabbanon, the Mishnah Berurah says, "You, everyone would hold that it's mutar on Shabbos itself." Or by Shoyi. Okay. When it comes to the Isra of Shia, there we're more much. Even though Shia is only the Rabbanon, and you did it before, as you pointed out, you it was before Shabbos, and you didn't even do an act; you just forgot to take it off. Yeah. There we're more much. Yeah. There you can't eat it on Shabbos. Okay, after the whole of Shabbos,
even
the Gra would say, right? And then the story is because they were worried. It's really Gomorrah, yeah. They were worried that a person would do it with mazes. Yeah, he realized he didn't have enough time to get this thing to, and he would just say, no, it was tricky. Like, I forgot about it. Yeah, I didn't realize. Yeah, so Chazal cast this person. Generally, they cast. They put a special fine, even though it's only Rabban. They said it after for the whole of Shabbos. Okay. Here we have a machlekes whether you can eat them on Shabbos. We have a machlekes whether you have to wait today she has or not. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So in this case, we have a machlekes. The Mishnah seems to pass this so this way. The Mishnah seems to pass that you can be made for that you can eat at the moment Shabbos comes out. Okay. So again, if a person did shear by mistake, even as by mistake, and it's only Erev Shabbos this Isra, yeah, that's when he did it. You are the food is asr. Once it's cooked, it's still asr. And it's going to be muksa, yeah, and it's asa to eat it, yeah, and therefore, it's asa the whole of Shabbos. Okay?
But I cannot say any important what you're saying about muksa is happening. Let's assume I can put something before Shabbos, should not be ready. Rabbi, you said, you better go to not be ready. Right now, when you ate it, eat something.
What you ate? If you delete it, you're not allowed to eat it.
Yes. It is a
tendency. Yeah.
And I cannot pull out fat.
Right.
So how can I get rid of this kasher?
Very good.
You are that I will not be able to spend any time in my apartment.
What's going to burn?
Burn what? The food.
Okay, so let's go back to that one stage. We'll deal with your side. Okay. So let's say we go back to this case. So Shkia came in, yeah, and the food wasn't Macham and Jusa. Okay, you were over the Isla of Shkia. Okay, you're sitting at your Shabbat Suda on Friday night, and you're saying, I left the food on the open fire.
Right.
Okay, so what happens now? What do you do now? We're saying the food is Muksa. And it's Yerah, so I'm telling you, okay. Okay, what do you do now? The Chazon Ish understood, that the Isla Shkia is not just a once off Isla, you're over every single set. Every single second that this thing is on the fire, you're over. So you have to take it off. You have to remove it. I have muksa. So the question is, on balance, even though it's muksa, but because you're over every single second, it's better to take it off. Okay? So if you take it off the fire, so you avoid being over every single second, and then it'll be off the fire. Everyone got that?
That's by all. It's you're over, so best to take it off.
That's what Chazon Ish said.
Either way, you're being over, it's the Rabbanim. So if that's the over,
yeah. So once off.
One time, then it'll be over every second.
Right, so every single second you're over, then it's just here. Not everyone does that.
In that way, someone who does Shia and didn't know, and then the other person is thinking, perfect timing, great. Now I want to take it off.
I'll ask you, what was the case?
That somebody put it left it on.
Someone did the Isla Shkia on Erev Shabbos.
Right.
He left it on, and even though it's on, he gets it off. And what happened?
If somebody left it on, and then somebody else is saying, now it's perfect timing, I'll take it off.
What do you mean perfect timing? What? Because he thinks it's now ready, it's ready, and he wants
to. Yeah, now he's.
Okay, he's going to be sure. If he doesn't know, he's going to be straight again, but it's. Yeah. There might be funny, but
there's a really good question there. Should not the person put it on take it off?
The Pasha Seed, he's the one who should be. My mind's not blank. I saw that they mentioned that case.
It's a fire
risk
or just
a. It's practically, you can't. What do you mean to do?
I have old fashion. Then, and this is burned up. What do you mean? You're burned down. Will it cause fire? Will it cause a fire? What? So you lose it. Right now, we've got to resist the answer for wrath. Then I lose it.
I don't
have that full of blood. Just to save $100. The number one, get there, I can lose $100. You'll tell him after closing this, you don't think you need it, it's only five. Because for him, $100 is a huge amount of money.
It makes a simple, it's done for me, and we'll come back to me during Seattle, and I'll have to tell you next time, okay? Slip my mind.
The version I said before, but somebody else taking it off.
Yeah.
Violating Mutsa.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
So that you should be over every second.
Yeah.
Right? That was the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you see him reduce the pass?
Putting that on was derisive. And then you're doing the rebuttal by taking it off. You're not supposed to take it off.
By there.
Oh, yeah.
Again, we're saying, you should take it off. According to, Chazal says to take it off. Now, what happens? So, let's say you left. Let's say you put the charnel on the crock pot, and it was started cooking, So you enter the Isra Shia, and you only stopped afterwards that you didn't know the or whatever the case is.
After eating,
not much you can do about it. Okay. Right. So this charnel is there for lunch for the next day, And you but it's on the you're over the Isra Shia. So what happens now? According to what we're saying, you should have to take it off, and you'll be stuck with that charlotte. But says the Be'alacha, no. Why? Because even though we said that the Isra Shia applies to if the food hasn't reached Malcolm and Jews, I say. So again, we call my case, it's not totally raw. This is just really Chazara from last week and week before. It's not totally raw. It started cooking, but it hasn't reached Malcolm and Jews. Then you're into Shia issues. So it started cooking, very good. Started cooking, but it hasn't reached Malcolm and Jews. Then you're into Shia. It's on an open fire, the heating element of the crock pot is considered an open fire, even though you can't see it, because that's a normal way to cook. So you've got food which is not reached Malcolm and Jews on a open fire. So that's Shia, that's Asma. Okay. So we said that the food is asa to eat. But there are places you can say that the whole Isra Shia is only for the food that's used for Friday night, not for Shabbos day. We don't pass them like that. Mishpura says we don't pass them like that. Mishpura says that no, I don't care when it's used. It's used for the night, for the next day, I don't care. But there are places we do pass them like that. So because our person can be passing that food that's used for the next day, because there, as an insfarah, there's no reason to be cautious, because it's going to get cooked like in time anyway. You won't have to be mahatma, you won't have to do anything to it. It's going to get cooked. But the way we take money is it's a low cook. Any food which is not used Muslim and Jerusalem is asa to Shia. But the person can say not like that. No. When there's a hashash, if it's for Friday night, there's a hashash that you might come to this kitchen, you might come to stoke the fire, then you can't. Then you have to take it off. But if it's there for the next day, some boys can hold, it's mutter. There's no problem with Shia. So it says the Be'alacha, because the air there, you can't be slain there from there. As long as you're not wrong with the goods, you shouldn't be, because it's after. If it happened at once off, then you can be stolen from those places. So if you went to a place and they didn't know the halacha and they had the children was on a crockery pot, and you cut that, it wasn't Malcolm and Jerusalem before Shabbos comes in, but the Ebed you can't be Zvoy Mechon.
Who's going to hold the fire?
all on open fire, right.
So if you lined up your crock pot and roll business with fixed foil, this and the other?
Fixed foil, as in, yes, that's clerical pot. It should be muffled just like that. You mentioned it was
good, okay.
But that's not fire, right? It's still carry
our flight to every single business. He said, I'm afraid right now is this part.
Yeah.
What I need to do to be sleep well and so on, and what indication that I should not sleep well?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
very nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What do you think? The eighth of the point is that, okay, if you want to sleep very, very well,
the eighth of the day is make sure it's 24.
Okay,
it's a
fast,
for example.
Then,
next step.
So the next is.
It's much better
if you can if you cover it up, yeah, if you cover up the.
Yeah, but what about half? Cool.
No, I'm not sure you're asking. Remember, we mentioned that there's a machloek is what mach menusa is. If it's half foot or third foot. Yeah, I'm going to explain where I don't jump on me, right? Okay. If it's half cooked or third cooked, yeah? Let's say we go for half cooked. Okay. So, what does it mean half cooked? As it says, half cooked means, let's say your food takes 2 hours to cook. Yeah? Half cooked means an hour. Okay? But that's only true
right.
Once it started cooking, once it got into the yasser airport. If it takes, let's say, half an hour before it gets hot, so then you grow that half an hour. But then, on that, just to make sure we've got it totally clear, yeah, some of the poison say that even there, that's not always such a good moyen. Right? But sometimes you'll see after, let's say, after an hour in this case, the food's not really edible at all. So if it's not edible at all, then you have to be machmir and wait. And so it is edible. At least. The chances are happening. Okay? Yeah? Okay. And so I forgot to say one more thing.
I guess I'm
right. One more thing was, also, even though we said it to my colleagues, whether Nathan Nusa is a half cook or third cook, the Mishnah says that for the end, you can also be slowing from the shita that's a third cook. Yeah? If you did land up through Shia and it was only a third cook, you can eat that. Okay? Haven't got it? Alright. Fine. I think we are finished this section.
Can we just ask how different the conceptual meal is? How is an urn different than a platter? Because urn is considered on the fire and a platter.
Yeah, so a platter is, it's not the norm to cook on a platter. Yeah, there's no way, that's one we'll explain. It's not normal to cook on it, and also, there's no, what's it called?
Temperature.
Yeah, you can't up the temperature, right? So someone will say, as far as that, because it's not the norm to cook on it, the fact that I put it on something which is not the norm to cook, shows that I have no interest in cooking it. Yeah? And so the whole chashash of shit is, because I'm going to see that my food's not cooking well enough, and I'm going to come to stoke the fire. Yeah? If from the outset I put it on a place where I don't want it to cook, yeah, because it's not the norm to cook, I've shown a clear display that I'm not interested in cooking. Yeah, and so there's no chashash. Yeah? As opposed to a regular fire, where there is a way of making it, an urn is there to cook. I want the water to get hot. Yeah?
So
I want it to boil.
But that's an interesting point to this, actually. So you have a strata, right? Which is not normal to cook on it, but you have a dish that within 45 minutes, it'll be cooked. You put it on the platter, and you cover it with something, and 40 minutes will be perfect. So now, you have an eitzah. Right before Shabbos, you put it on. It's not a problem, because there's nothing you can do.
Right.
You know, even though it's cooking.
Right, okay.
Is it about cooked?
Right. But again, because I'm putting it on a place where by definition I can't change anything, I'm showing that I'm not interested in...
So you hear that there's a fly to
Yeah.
Right now, I don't want to call the seats on this flat. Do the work So, and Shabbat, would forget about it. Never put anything
around it. No, that's how the story is now. Is there an issue of putting that, having that on an extra platter when Shabbos comes in? That's what we're discussing now. We're going to discuss Hazar, we're going to start putting on the Akira.
Because if I could not put on this whole chicken already, then I could not put the
whole chicken.
What you're talking about is doing it on Shabbos itself.
Yes.
Okay. So we're not talking about doing anything on Shabbos. There's no malacha involved on Shabbos. This is there before Shabbos.
Yes, I understood. But okay. Shabbos.
Right.
I cannot put anything on Shabbos.
Okay, that's what we're going to discuss.
Because we start to play with this.
Okay, we're going to discuss it. Yeah. Sure. Okay? Where were we? Anyone know? Where were we? Anyone ask me any questions?
Different cases. You went to different cases.
Okay.
Okay,
we're talking about the
Koshan,
but it's
not
talking about
the
Koshan.
In this case,
it's not
really the
Koshan.
Okay.
Thank you,
whatever.
Huh?
I was saying it's enough for me, because you put the shoes on, maybe you want. I'm glad.
Yes, it's my question, Chad. I have to go on this trip. Because it seems we ignoring what really happened. It's only talking about custom to do something or not.
That's the question that should be asked.
Yeah, because right now, water is the sense of my no difference than anything on my plate.
Nothing. That's how you cook. You haven't cooked
water. Again, it's the only way I'm cooking nothing. It is this damn thing cook something. And it's cooking.
That's the
Zerushalayim.
Right, you're saying later it will get very hard to cook and it can't cook.
Yes, it could cook. when it one looks steak, but the rest is still cooked, not all, it's still burnt food.
They don't see that at all already.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if you say think something is raw,
right. Very nice.
I mean, that's raw.
It's raw.
But with rain water, it's the opposite of anything, for sure.
Yeah. It's no question about it. Even it's no question. It is not just
the question. It is
again.
The zero should
be
happy.
Yeah. So if it's not there, if it doesn't serve that this way, so if it's not there for cooking, yeah, it's there just to heat it up. Yeah. That's the normal function of it. Then it's going to be outside the zero. Why? Yeah. Because the whole theory was that you see your food is not cooking sufficiently, and you will stoke the fire. Okay, if you put it on a plate which is not the norm, it's not there to cook something, because that then you're not pushing. Just like if you were to have
even I would like to do this well, something that would not do it.
What do you mean?
I don't care what you seem to go when you put it.
Okay, right, that's another story. Right, that's not you can't be quiet. You can't put it up. There's nothing to turn out. Right, that's another story.
So right now, vegan kava.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're saying. If it's not the norm to cook with it, yeah. So then we're saying it wasn't included within the thing. Yeah? Put it up the norm for it, that itself has shown us the fact that you are putting it on there, that itself shows you're not really interested in it. I'm not really interested in trying to cook.
You find a way how to get around and cook
it. That's not normal.
That's not normal. Yeah,
saying, yeah. What?
Well, you're not normal. But that can't be right. If it would be a normal thing to do, then they're coming.
What we afraid right now? It seems that you're not afraid of cooking at all. We afraid how we call this cadaver.
No, again. If it's not the normal way to cook, so the fact that you're putting on here shows that I'm not interested in cooking. How many normal?
Why do you do so?
You're showing yourself. What the chance is you're going to come to stoke the fire? If you put it on a thing which is not normally made for cooking, shows that I'm not interested in cooking.
I don't have anything to stoke the fire, and I put cooking. I put cooking, you understand?
Yeah.
Because I was going to share with him. I right now will cook on it. What I need to do right now? He said, fine. Why? Because we define it as a never cooking. It means we don't care about cooking. We care about anything but cooking.
In such a case, if you come to stoke the fire.
If I could not, don't worry about anything.
If you could not, then you know, it's not going to stop fire. But there's no thing.
Yeah. Okay. It's water also, right? Because I cannot
Drink water. Okay. If you were to put water on a glass? Which you can't stoke?
You have to. That's why I asked the question.
The side is that if it can actually cook, up to now we're always saying that it doesn't cook. Then if it can actually cook, Would that be included in
the thing? That's exactly my question, and we concluded that to some or not. It's not part of the zero sheet.
Yeah, right.
Issue is not cooking. Issue is the zero part of the beer.
We're assuming that the fact that you put it on something which is not the normal way to cook, that's already shows that I'm not interested, right? Okay. But he is suggesting maybe not. Because the fact that it can cook.
But we have to look at, but I think in comparison to this today, we have to look at what is the normal use to cook.
Okay, right, again, you're right, that's what you did say.
No, yeah. Cooking is not the issue. Obviously, it's not the cooker's
challenge. No,
cooking is the truth, because the sorry, the is because Kazawa
is
right. Okay, Shabbat. It's